Ekphrasis after photograph bearing caption, "The body of Bigfoot, a chief of the Minneconjou Sioux, lies frozen in the snow that covered the bloody battlefield at Wounded Knee on September 29, 1890. A rock trying to stand." It has never been proven that heat rises, that copper burns green when set on fire. Spotted elk's head tilts back at the eagle bone whistle, sound jumping from the hill of Wounded Knee. The squeal earmarks the edge of the South Dakota sky, sullen winds having looked right through the body. Tongue, the spoon the ancestors hold, ladling the Great Spirit's song as spittle, drops spilling through the ivory teeth of clouds. Remember the time the salmon committed suicide? Their shiny eyes glowing slivers of silver in the dark. Somewhere a man cries glass in his blue Chevy pickup, visions forecast on a dirty windshield, sky splayed with exploded two-winged stars. It's a lie to think the rain is not hungry. The creek water flooding lickety-split, coming to lick the spaces between our toes, each crevice starved for crumbs of light. The living rocks still talk in their sleep, supple secrets stored in cracks of eyelids. Yesterday we walked to where the river runs, sideways, like a twisting snake lost in its skin. I felt a wild dog's femur bone succumb underfoot, the way the hours bark at the moon to come home. There is no word for nature in Onondaga, no distance between the life support and life. What is the chemical composition of a verb versus a noun? The dissonance between a coyote's laugh and cough. I have watched an ant nibble at the sun's arm, having prayed beforehand to avoid catching fire. The brother I never had joined the circle of dancing, the neck of his beer grown warm on the truck hood. Legend has it, when the men first started to ghost dance, they numbered only 100 or so, but they were twice that number by the end. No one knew, having entered the ring. That summer the buckwheat had shone like fox fur, the whiskered dead having arrived to take up alms. The dust understands quantum physics, death coming of age in time's memory, a body falling like grass before the sickle. See the limbs frozen like stone stick figure, the toy Indian's arms and legs contorted, ball and socket-like joints all askew. An action figure abandoned in the plains, winter's sticky fingers soon cropping up. Icicles ornament each note of stillness, like feathers dripping lost from thin air. White sage embraces the nostrils' ovals the way life unfolds in a circle. A bullet drums now in Bigfoot's head. A red man is dancing in the snow.